Well, glory to God, we're back for the second hour, which is only 50 minutes long. So I'm sure you can handle 50 minutes. If you made it through the first hour, you're going to make it through 50 minutes. We're moving on in the book of Philippians. You're hearing things taught by the Spirit that you've never heard in your life. Not boasting, just telling you the truth. It's the Holy Ghost. This is the Spirit of God. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through me the things of Jesus. We'll be going now to the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. And this chapter is most interesting. It's a blessing to teach all these things, which I've been teaching for more than 30 years. Next verse, chapter, first verse, Kathy.
First verse, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
Stand fast, he said, therefore, referring back to the third chapter. Stand fast in the Lord. That's why I say to you, stand fast. Don't be this way. Go ahead.
Verse 2, I beseech Euodias and I beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord.
And what were they? Huh?
I do not know.
They were two women.
That was my guess.
And they didn't have the same mind. And guess what? The Apostle Paul rebuked them openly in front of everybody. Right?
Right.
Tell them to have the same mind. Now this division. No fighting. No opposition one to the other. Have the same mind. Humble yourself. I knew this was coming up. God sure did. Next.
Verse 3, and I entreat thee, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel.
Wait a minute. Help those women which labored with him in the gospel. You know, you people can have some weird ideas about what God is or what is God. The Apostle Paul had women. Jesus had women. 8th chapter of Luke, they gave money to him, to his ministry. Now, Paul says, help them, right?
Right.
That labored with him?
That labored with me in the gospel.
In the gospel. See, it's right to have these women labored with me in the gospel. You know that? It's right for them to labor with me in the gospel. It's also right they receive money for doing it. You see that? Labor in prayer and speaking, exhorting. It's God. My ministry is in the Bible. Isn't that amazing? Oh, nobody laughed. I'm going to say that again. Did you know you can find my ministry in the Bible? Thank you. I thought the chairs went to sleep. Next.
The rest of that verse with Clement also and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. 4, rejoice.
Wait just a minute. Okay. Read that verse again.
The whole verse. Verse 3, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life.
Help them. They helped him. Next.
Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say, and again, I say, rejoice.
Isn't there a song in that, like that? Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to say it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Next.
Verse 5.
Oh, wait a minute. Is anybody here or out there? You know, this ministry covers miles. Miles. It does. 25,000 miles. In a circle. Yeah. That's how big it is. That's a lot, you know? Read that verse again.
Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Next.
5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Moderation be known to all men. Next.
6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
You read that this way, be anxious for nothing. That's what careful is. Be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You see, I've got to tell this. I've got to obey God. American preachers are wicked. They are wicked if they beg for money. Ha. Huh. Did you hear that? Wicked. And I know a guy, and I know one of the great, as you thought, preachers of America, sent him a letter requesting money. And the man had some courage. He sent it back to him. And he said, make your request to God, and I'm not your God. But you know, people like to have someone ask them. It makes them feel important. Next.
7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yeah, after you make all your requests to God, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be in your hearts, does that say mind?
Shall keep your hearts and minds.
Yeah, hearts and minds, thank you. All right, next.
8, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true.
Oh, look, now look. Finally, my brethren, listen to this. Whatsoever things are true. Next.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Whatsoever things are just.
Whatsoever things are just.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever things are of good report.
Whatsoever things are of good report.
If there be any virtue.
If there be any virtue.
And if there be any praise.
If there be any praise.
Think on these things.
Think on these things. Is that the end of that?
That's the end of that verse.
That's a message to my enemies. Did you hear? Do that right there. You won't be bothering me. Next.
9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do.
Those things that you have both learned, heard, seen, what's the other? Received.
Learned, received, heard, and seen.
Right. Learned, received, heard, and seen, do. Do. And what will happen?
And the God of peace shall be with you.
The God of peace will be with you. See, if you don't want to follow me, doesn't matter. But how about following that word? How about doing what that says? The things that you have heard, received, learned, and seen, do. What you've seen in me, what you've learned from me, what you've received, heard, do, and the God of peace will be with you. See, it offends people when I say be followers of me or an imitator of me as also of Christ. Oh, I'm not going to follow anybody. Well, how about following the Word of God? And the Word of God says the things that you've heard, seen, received, and seen in me do. And the God of peace will be with you. Is that fair? That's all. I'm just a teacher of the Word. But you know what I know about God? He can teach you about three ways in one verse. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
He can turn it around on you. And you say, oh, I didn't see that. That's because your eyes were closed. But now they're not. Next.
10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care for me has flourished again.
Oh, you know what? He rejoiced greatly. You know what? You want to know why? They were taking care with finances to him, for him. That's the will of God. Now, next.
The rest of that verse has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity.
Right.
Not that
just a minute. They had stopped giving money to his ministry. But now, it flourished again. And he was happy, right?
Right.
Next.
11. Not that I speak in respect of want.
Look, same thing here. Not that I speak? Is that what you said?
Speak
in respect of want. No, I don't want anything. I wouldn't ask you for money. No, I wouldn't ask you for nothing. I don't have to. Psalm 50, I believe it is, I saw one day where the Lord said, if I were hungry, I wouldn't ask you. And I said, okay, if you would not ask me for a sandwich, or maybe a steak, or maybe, I can't say that. But God might ask for vegetables and not be a vegetarian. All right? He could eat anything. If you wouldn't ask me, don't ever think I'll ever ask anybody for anything on your behalf. I settled that day in my heart, and I've done just that for all these 30-some years. Now, if you ask, that's fine. And I pray to God that you do, but that you overcome it. I pray that you ask God. You pray to God. You get the mind of God, and you watch God have somebody that, like me, that has money and give it to you in the name of Jesus. What a blessing. And people give money to my ministry all the time. I don't ask for it. They hear God. Hallelujah. And that's called flourishing. Next.
For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
Is this not good? I've learned whatever state I'm in to be content. I believe that word is sufficient. Go ahead.
12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound.
I know how to abase and I know how to abound. Next.
Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry.
Right. Everywhere in all things, instructed to be full and to be hungry. I've been both. Oh, I have. It doesn't bother me. Next.
Both to abound and to suffer need.
Oh, to abound and suffer need. Been there. You know what I do? Pray. Next.
13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
I love this verse of Scripture, and I speak it sometimes a lot. I'm talking about for several days. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All things through Christ, which strengthened me. Isn't it inner man. I've prayed it many times. Go around here, water blind, people have hurt me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. That's one of those things that you've seen me do. Now you do it, and the God of peace will be with you. Next.
14. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction.
Notwithstanding, you've done well. By not communicating?
No, that you did communicate.
That you did communicate to my afflictions. Next.
Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only.
Do you notice that? Paul is commending them for what they did. Now, no church gave to his ministry, not one, but them, the Philippians. Then they quit. You see, if somebody gives money, you know, one time there was a person that gave money to my ministry, and there was a lot of opposition, in that house to my ministry, a lot. And one day I said, you know, Lord, I don't need these people's money. I do not need their money at all. And let them stop giving. I don't mind. But then God reminded me of that man's heart. And I said, Lord, I will not allow that man to be destroyed by that spirit that he lives with. I will not. And I took a hold of his life in the spirit, faith mixed with the gospel. And I'll tell you, I saw some changes, outward changes. I don't know about inward, but I saw some outward changes take place. My love for that man could not be He could not be separated from my ministry because of the love of God in me for that man's life. Next.
16. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Notice what Paul said. He does not desire a gift, but he desires fruit in their account. Fruit in their account. Do you have fruit in your account? Well, if you do, it's because of what you've given, sowed to the Spirit. But if you have no fruit in your account, it's because you have not obeyed God. I don't want your money. I don't need it. God's got it somewhere else. But I want fruit in your account. I just told you an example about a person. Next.
18. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you.
Have all and abound. Go ahead.
An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
What verse is that?
That is 19.
My My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There's another one you can speak a lot of. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I pray that. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Next.
20. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
That's the end, isn't it?
No.
Oh, let's go on.
Three more. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. Last verse.
Of whose household?
Caesar's household.
Oh, right. Okay.
Last verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
That's what I speak. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.